Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
What's the millennial midlife crisis? Kelly, have you had midlife crisis?
Yeah, I think I'm going through it now, but I just do not love the term crisis because I'm more comfortable than ever with the idea that I don't want to be comfortable for the rest of my life. And I say this so lovingly because so many of my friends and even coworkers are happily in relationships and married with kids and successful. And I work hard and I love it. But at any point, I talked to y'all about on my bucket list, it would be so awesome to know that I could say, hey, I've accomplished something that I have loved doing, and now I'm going to go do whatever the hell I want. But that's not crisis. I wouldn't leave in a way where it's like, hey, bye, just up and screw people over. It would be very planned out and thought through where I'm like, I feel good with where I'm at, but it's like that internal clock as a person who moved a lot that's starting to feel like, what am I doing? You know, where am I going next? And I don't feel at all in crisis about it, though. But I think if I just uprooted my whole life and people saw it on social media like that, they might say, uh-oh,
she's in crisis.
To 40 and in crisis. And in reality, it's like, I've actually been going through crazy stuff for sure, but pretty stable and working really hard. So I don't know I don't love that phrase, the midlife crisis. I haven't liked it. Even as a kid, when my friend's parents would get their dream car finally at 55 or 60 years old, and people would be like, oh, he's going through a crisis. I would look and be like, he bought a Porsche.
Yeah, no,
and
he finally made
talked
it.
Talked about that since he was a kid, wanting a Porsche.
Yeah.
How is that a crisis? Even if he happened to get divorced 2 years before, well, maybe now he feels like he can buy himself that because he was with somebody who didn't make him feel that way.
Yeah. That always bummed me out when
finally afford it.
When I had my Mustang with the 5.0. Because everybody would be like,
you rag top down so your hair could blow.
Yeah. But people would all the time be like, oh, going through a midlife crisis. And it was exactly the opposite. It was, no, I wanted this car when I was 16.
Yeah.
But I couldn't afford it until now.
I like fast things.
Yeah. No, I like it.
Look cool.
Yeah, I like it. Now, you know, conversely, if you've never talked about having a sports car and you show up in a yellow Miata with frosted tips and you're wearing 4-inch drop shorts. And, you know, you've got like and a tight Affliction t-shirt on. That's a midlife crisis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've known guys like that. Like, I definitely have known guys like that.
Where all of a sudden they really want to look young.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to do it.
Really grasping onto youth real hard. Hey, guys, have you heard the latest Blink 182? You're 70.
We used to see that all the time. We used to see that all the time at radio camp.
Oh, yeah.
Morning show hosts would get a little older and they're on a top 40 station and they're like, oh, man, I'm older than the demo.
Hanging on to youth real hard.
Look who's blonde now. It's platinum and some piercings.
No, it looks like their hair was dyed with shoe polish.
There was some pretty boof. Yeah, there was some of that too, wasn't there?
Some of that.
Yeah, I mean, if we look back on how many hair colors I've had and all the piercings and tattoos, I would just say I was in like crisis because I was heartbroken or I was in, you know, a really bad place because of something happening in that moment.
It wasn't your age.
It wasn't midlife. About my age. It was I dated the wrong person for like 5 years.
Yeah, green hair Kelly was crisis Kelly.
Yeah, but at the same time, I was showing up for work. I was baking a lot. I was doing a lot of really healthy
sourdough
things.
Recipe.
Yeah.
And just showing you guys hourly that my hair was glowing in the dark because in the inside it was really dark and sad.
Text from Wisconsin. My wife got me a Lego set 2 years ago after we sold our house and wiped away all of our debt completely. Since then, we've spent $30,000 on Lego sets and minifigs to build and just collect.
Wow, you guys are dumb.
I think they were happy, Howie. Isn't that possible?
They were way in debt and had to sell everything to get out of debt, and now they're $30,000 in debt in minifigs?
They didn't say they're in debt.
Doesn't so sound like they make great. What, they all of a sudden just got tons of cash?
Yeah, they're not throwing away their money paying their debts.
I don't know, man.
This text, midlife crisis. I lost 50 pounds, ran 10 5Ks, 1 10K, 3 marathons last year alone. Also, I was diagnosed with ADHD, so this all tracks pretty well.
Wow. That's at least a healthy midlife crisis,
right?
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, as far as it goes.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've I've had my millennial crisis yet, but kind of like what you were saying, Kelly, about outside looking in, like on social media or people who are just on like the edge of my bubble. Probably when I came back here 3 years ago, I think a lot of people were like, whoa, what's she going through? Because I was still in a relationship at the time, but people were confused as to if I was or not. Because I moved back up here. So he was an hour and a half away and I was going out. My best friend moved in with me. So we were going out for dinner and drinks all the time and going to concerts. And eventually we broke up and I went skydiving and we're going out west with Kelly and the show and everything. And I, at one point, like had heard about somebody who used to be in that circle of friends that I had with my ex who was like, oh, Maylin, she's just out here living her best life. And I was like, why do you say it like that? Like, right. I am.
That's a good
thing.
You
should be living your best life.
But you are kind of saying it in a way that makes me think you think I'm in crisis and feel like I have something to prove. But really, I'm chilling.
Carl in Oregon, my midlife crisis, I stopped and bought a side-by-side. Cool. Out of the blue. We take it up in the mountains and out on the dunes. It's been great. Good crisis.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
No, midlife crisis
yeah, you're
would
getting
be
good enjoyment
if you bought
it
and never used it and never had any intention to use it.
And you bought it knowing you had nowhere to store it, nowhere to haul
right.
it.
But kept going on Facebook inviting young women over to come look at it.
It's a different crisis altogether.
That's a midlife crisis.
Hey, come check out my side-by-side.
Hey.
West I don't know.
Hey, fellow. Hey, fellow girls.
I don't know how to drive this thing.
This one. I started woodworking. I'm terrible at it, but I like it. My friends come over for garage beers and help me, but also make fun of my projects. I'm 38 and I love it. I tried an epoxy table a few weeks ago, and that was a disaster. I'll stick with wood for now. Love the show, gang.
Yeah,
on you, though.
If you get super into resin art or epoxy tables or whatever, like big projects like that.
Those are the ones where it looks like there's a stream in it.
Yeah.
That's a millennial midlife crisis.
Concrete
move.
Countertops.
Yeah.
Yep.
Steve, you did that.
Yeah, don't relegate that to millennials because, man, if I wasn't so busy doing all the little nickel and dime projects that you have to do as a homeowner, I would so be trying to do an epoxy table. I think those look awesome.
Yeah. Hot Wings dreams of having a midlife crisis.
Oh yeah, something like a live edge countertop.
Yeah, those are sweet.
So if your midlife crisis feels like a crisis, that's just a crisis.
Yeah,
right. It's not like, oh, they wanted a change of pace because things got a little dull.
Yeah, like I mean, I wouldn't even consider a crisis. Like if it doesn't make me worry about somebody, it's not really much of a crisis. Like, he bought woodworking stuff. That's not midlife crisis. That's just, you're
trying
bored and you
hobby.
Want a hobby. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
This one from Grand Rapids. My crisis is buying craft supplies and canvas tote bags with dumb embroidered sayings on them. Not as useful.
You're giving me a glimpse into my future.
If you're enjoying it, knock yourself out.
At some point, somebody's going to say, do you need another canvas tote bag?
Right. How much stuff do you have to carry?
I got one for Christmas that has a cat with a cowboy hat and boots on it, and it says, Meowdy, partner.
Aw, that's cute.
It's my favorite bag.
You better lock down your boyfriend.
Crisis.
You better lock him down
His
now.
His sister-in-law is the one who gave it to me. He's
does
locked
he have,
down.
Does he have any canvas bags?
One that I got him. The Halloween one.
Uh-oh.
What does that say? Will you be my boo?
The next one's going to.
Yeah, right.